This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Lucas Barreau from Swampscott High School, soccer player, and a Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for the month of November. Lucas, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Lucas, we want to talk a bit about this soccer season, and of course some academics as well. So, led the team in scoring here at Swampscott High for the last 3 years, NEC runner-up player of the year. So, tell me a bit about the soccer season at Swampscott this past fall.
I was voted in as captain at the end of last year, and I was just so excited to just bring my lifelong love to the sport to help my team, and we practiced much more than we have before in the summer, and that showed in our season where we went 14-3-3 and made it to the third round of playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys came on strong this year. Maybe drop a name of a teammate or two. What happened for you guys? What came together with some individuals, I'm sure, stepping up on that team?
We got a few players back from other schools that they had been to. We got Jack Fredrickson, who was a key player, helped us a lot. He came back from New York, and he was a force in the midfield. He really helped us in every single game. And we also had Jack Raymond come back from St. John's Prep, and he was a winger with me helping attack and had the second most goals on the team. And also my co-captain, Carson, he did a great job in defense, and our defense really came together this year, and we put a lot of work into that.
You mentioned you'd been playing soccer and practicing for years. Does that mean that you started as a young little student athlete in Swampscott?
Oh, yeah. My parents like to tell me I was 2 years old when I started running around the backyard trying to play with my older sister. And I've been playing ever since, especially with my Polish cousins, every weekend at their house in the Hall.
Oh, nice. Okay. Perfect. And I guess the other thing is to ask you about some other sports. So right now, you're not doing anything this winter, but in the past, you have done track and basketball. But the next sport up for you would be tennis coming up in the spring, right?
Yeah. I've always been running to stay in shape for soccer. I played basketball last year. It was super fun. But I'm going to take time to apply for college. And then in spring, I'll be free to play my new favorite sport besides soccer is tennis. I picked it up with my friends, and it's been super fun to play.
Yes, and that's one of those sports that you can take with you when you get old, you know what I mean? When you turn 30 or 40, you know, really old, you know? Great sport to keep playing, for sure. Let's go to the academics. What is your academic area of, favorite academic, let me put it that way, math, science, history, English, where do you kind of fall down?
I definitely say I'm a math guy. I've been doing a lot of math, taking all the highest classes. I also am now starting computer engineering and computer science. They're now offering that at my school, and I think it really connects to math, and it's been a lot of fun for me now that they've added it.
John, let me follow up on that. Give me an example of something you would do in that class, math-related and computer-related.
We're doing a project right now, and I'm making some fun games like the classic game Pong that I've shown to my family, and they really enjoyed that, or even like a typing test. So I've seen some practical applications of my coding abilities.
All right. Do you know what you want to do when you get out of college? Is that too? It's kind of early to ask that question, but do you have a track ahead?
I think that I'll probably try to go to college for computer science. That it's been introduced to me recently, and
Lucas, let me follow up on that. Do you have a favorite teacher or an inspirational teacher, if you will, or two that you've had at Swampscott High School or have right now?
I'd like to say Mr. Mastronzi. He's been my history teacher in my sophomore and junior year, and even though it's not really math or science related, he's made the classes super interesting and shown me that being funny and keeping things humorous can really make any subject or anything in life a lot better.
Oh, absolutely. What history was that? Was that U.S. history or was it a war?
Yeah. It was U.S. history and European history, and I had to take another class with them because I really just enjoyed his teaching that much.
Yeah, great. All right. Now, what about clubs or extracurricular activities, community service? What do you do there at Swampscott?
I volunteer in the Rovers program, and we play soccer with kids with disabilities, and it's every fall, and I have a lot of fun doing that and helping out those kids to give them an opportunity to play the sport. And I also play in the Salem Youth Orchestra. I've been playing since fifth grade, I think. I'm part of a very musical family, so music has always been a part of my life. And I've performed concerts every season.
Wow, that's terrific. What instrument do you play?
I've been playing drums since I was six, and I picked up all the percussion instruments when I joined the orchestra.
Nice. Wow. What a great thing to have in your portfolio, if you will, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Lucas, congrats to you on the award. Again, an athlete, student athlete award. And thanks so much for taking some time to join us. Oh, Lucas, I forgot to mention, I want you to shout out to somebody or some people regarding winning the award or whatever.
I definitely have to shout out my parents, my mom, my dad. They always show me the most support when I win or lose anything, soccer games, and in school, always keeping me on track with my academics, and they really just helped me with everything, making my lunches in the morning when I don't have time to.
You know, I got to follow up. You mentioned a musical family, so tell me more about that piece. This will be my last question, Lucas. Go ahead.
My mom is a music therapist at Boston Children's Hospital. She plays music for all kids and helps them get better. And my dad performs shows, and he teaches music at various schools around here.
Nice. Wow. Well, I listen to music sometimes, you know, so whatever. Yeah. Not the same, though. But Lucas, thank you so much. Congrats to you, and great success wherever you'll go to college next year. But again, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. Swampscott's Lucas Barreau with us, soccer player, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for November. Hang on the line, Lucas. This is MSONewsSports.com.